Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Eco Talk Show. Join us celebrating responsible cleanup in Niger Delta, Nigeria. Featuring your host is Eco Nagashima. Eco is hosting you from Japan. Global Eco Talk Show. Join us celebrating responsible cleanup in Niger Delta, Nigeria. Featuring your host is Eco Nagashima. Eco is hosting you from Japan.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the 40th episode Global Eco Talk Show. Today, March 22nd, it's 1 p.m. PST, or 9 p.m. in Nigeria, 5 a.m. in Japan, it's 23rd here, 8 p.m. London, 1:30 a.m. in India, and 11 p.m. in Kenya. Today we have a guest from Nairobi, Kenya, Reverend Samson Mogutu Abuza. He's the director and president of the GCWCO. It's abbreviation of General Church Women and Children Organization. He sent us a letter back in 2013, September 20th, stating that from our formal request to our friends and well-wishers, we hereby humbly stretch our hands seeking for support to the GCWCO help for both spiritually, physically, and financially. All your support are essentially meant to nurturing, respectful, caring relationships with our benefactors, also for motivating our benefactors to provide financial and spiritual support for the organization well-being, as well to promote our unity of working together as a fundraising community with Swathing organization, under mutual collaboration and in good standing with our GCWCO leadership. He explained that the General Church Women Growth Organization is a non-profit organization whose purpose is to transform the indigenous women from traditional harassment and violence, women beaten by men, to teach the women and care for the widows against the tradition of women inheritance, to safeguard the sanctity of marriage for healthy family life, to help the women learn and about their rights from sexual harassment and HIV, AIDS, sexual transmitted disease, and to help them stop the girl child circumcision, or to restore dignity and respect to the rape victims, domestic violence, to inspire our women spiritually, emotionally, physically, and to help them support financially to overcome their poverty level. and teach the women to hygiene ways, preserving food to prevent the tropical disease that are notoriously killing our people. The GCWCO is working directly with all women from different communities where currently even the homeless women have received help that developed their hope in life. And let me inform you, listeners, one of our board of directors donated GCWCO, and now GCWCO is preparing to start skill acquisition training to make paper beads accessories. At the same time, I have found a connection in JICA, Japan International Cooperation Agency in Nagoya, Japan, that may be interested in purchasing the finished products from Kenya. Because of the shop lady asking many questions about those who make the jewelry, I would also like to ask questions to Reverend Abuda. Let me call him, and please wait while I'm making the call to him. Just hold on a second. Hello, Reverend.
Yes.
Are you there? Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, let's go start.
Okay.
Yeah, will you introduce yourself to the audience?
Okay. My name is Reverend Samson Mohusu Abuga. I was born in 1972 in Guziland. I am the second born of eight in my parents' family. And I'm married to one wife, Jacqueline. We got married together from 1990. We are blessed with seven children.
Wow, that's fine.
I am a trained church minister and serving in the General Church of the New Jerusalem. The bishop representative in the East African region. Currently, I am administering our church society at Etora in Kisii.
Okay. I saw the website. It's called Sacred Care Orphanage in Etora, Kenya. Is that how does it relate to the General Church Women and Children's Organization? Are they the same one?
Actually, the General Church of the New Jerusalem is legally registered with the Kenyan government. The General Church Women and Children Organization is a general church project. These women are comprises of widows, and the orphanage we have at Etora, the children who are orphans at our hands at Etora are total orphans. Children without any parents alive.
Mm-hmm.
Organization we have are related to the children because we are from the same church organization, and the life standard of the women who make up women organization share the same problems with the children due to poverty.
I see. There are some sounds coming from you that seems like some kind of construction work is going to be done there.
No, they're closing my window because I'm using a building with an open window.
Okay.
And my computer is not.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Okay.
And how are those children or women brought to the orphanage?
Actually, these children and that we have 34 who joined our Sunday school, and you know, we have small towns here in Kisiland where these children do stay, getting seated there the whole day, begging for anything to eat, and where people pass the prize are quite a number to help. So our church is right to the highway, and near to a market center, two market centers, and a small town called Ogembo, where we find quite a majority of these children. So 34 of them, and they were quite a number. We only accepted 34 because we were not able even to take care of those 34. And we also had a home that was established in one of our general church congregations, a distance from Etora. But the leader there was not straight and finally committed suicide. So these children ran to Etora for their help.
Oh, no.
So we had about 67 orphans. And from these orphans, we have an organization from America by the name HCIC, Help of Children in Crisis, who are giving them some support to their medication, food, and education.
Okay. Now, may I ask you, what are the age groups of the children?
Their age groups ranges from 4 years to 20 years.
Now, you mentioned that there are widows. So are they not up to, how old are they?
There are those up to 55 years old, from 26. We have the youngest 26 to 55 years old.
Okay.
Actually, what is making them become widows, and large number of them, even in different communities, is about this epidemic of HIV and AIDS. And the African tradition here, after a man has passed on, the remaining woman is inherited by a man from that same community or village.
Okay.
So this epidemic is taking away many lives of men and women, leaving them widows.
Yes. So you said that the men in the same community can marry the widows.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how come those women who are in your institute did not marry to any of those men?
They have not married to this man because of our heavenly doctrine and our teaching. Actually, we have a very good teaching in the new church, and a course by the name Continual Love. Love does not end on earth. Love is even to heaven. In heaven we have societies, in heaven we have marriages, and once one of your partner has passed on, we have a very beautiful teaching that says he goes to heaven and waits for his partner to come to enjoy their lives together. So from this teaching, we are helping women mostly not to be inherited and lose their lives to, from this tradition by being getting inherited or getting remarried by men or from their families or their village. Two, our heavenly teachings of the new church that they are not getting married to the men of their villages.
So you do not believe in the second marriage either?
No.
Okay. Now, next question is, do those children attend schools?
Yes, they do. Those who are in elementary school are attending our new church school at Atora called Good News Preparatory School. Those
okay.
who have passed to from the elementary school and joined high school, we have 9 boys who are in high school, in a high school called Tendere High School. And we have 9 girls who are attending a high school girl called St. Angela, Sengela Girls High School. These high schools are boarding schools and allow children to stay in those schools. But the HCIC is supporting for their school fees there.
Okay. So children can go to schools. And how about those women who are widows?
No, they are actually looking for casual jobs, that is a day job of 10 shillings and some few things to do to help their life move on. And in this country, we do not have a job for unlearned people. So they do small work, and mostly in small scale farming activities.
Okay. Recently, I introduced your organization, one skill acquisition trainer. But do you normally have a skill acquisition trainers there to teach women?
Actually, we have a healthcare training here, of which I'm offering from the writings of the new church.
Okay.
Training both our men and women how to live a life of happiness from the Lord and hygienically live a life out of contaminations of the tropical diseases, and also how to live a life that is morally upright. But we do not have such traders acquisition training yet for our local areas like where we are.
Okay, what I meant by skill acquisition training is for profit making.
We do not have.
Okay, so it is a good thing that we introduce you a one trainer, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Because just recently I found the buyer of the paper beads here in Japan.
Mm.
And she might order bulk of paper beads jewelry from your organization after they are trained, and then to be able to produce the products.
Mm.
So anyway, I'll tell you more about it, but let me finish another question here. What do you think is difficult for women to live there in Kenya?
Tradition is one reason that makes it difficult for women to live. One thing, women from our African tradition in these local areas as taken and married, but they are not given the freedom to express themselves as much as men do. Actually, I may say women in these local areas are there to be seen and not to be heard.
Okay.
Another reason is that raping instances are very high. This is due to drunkenness, and the prostitution has also rise up because of poverty. Young women sorting out themselves out to sell their bodies in terms of money so that they can help themselves. And this is where AIDS is getting high chances to lose more of our young lives.
Yes. Okay. Now, those violence and abuse against women you mentioned, is there any protections guaranteed by government to some extent?
Recently, the government has changed the constitution, and it is now getting to be understood that women and men are equal, but this has not been practiced yet. This constitution is new, and I think it will get some time for the local people to get to practice this, this constitution rights.
Okay.
I had to add is about fighting women. I mean, men fighting women in these local areas is very high, and this is because of the discrimination of women by men.
Okay. So men and women are not sharing the equal rights.
No. But those of us who have known, I've started teaching them through the constitution as uh-huh. well as from our church doctrine to help them understand and know their rights.
Okay. Now, have you spoke with Bettina Amendi, who I have introduced to your organization? She is teaching how to make paper beads. Were you able to speak to her? Okay.
No. Have you written an email to me about her?
Okay, I guess she only met George Malgero.
Probably you introduced her to George and you have not done it to me.
Okay, let me introduce you to her now. She said that she wanted me to call her out. So if she can answer the telephone, and then you can talk to her. Hold on a second. Now, I'm calling.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know if the connection is going. Oh, it's ringing.
Oh.
Hello, Bettina.
Yes.
Mr. Daigeko.
Yes.
Mr. Daigeko.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, let me introduce you to the director of Deserve Church Women and Children Organization. He is the director who is managing the organization. So you want to talk to him. Reverend. Bettina is here. Bettina, please greet to him. And then, Reverend, here's Bettina.
Oh.
Okay. Hello?
Mariato.
Nzuri sana.
Ah, how are you?
I'm fine.
This is Samson from Kisi.
Okay.
And we were chatting with Madam Hideko, and he has introduced myself to you, and this is about Baby Beats training.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Okay, Dina, the show is almost ending, so let me just quickly share with you. The Japanese organization is called JICA. I found a shop lady who is interested in purchasing the Pipa beads. And then she wants to know the life stories. You know, Reverend, please listen. She wants to know the life story of the women who make the jewelry. Because in Japan, they have a method of selling the products.
Uh-huh.
They put down some personal stories, like the person going through this kind of difficulty in life and she's selling this. You know, they just put it down next to the jewelry. And then that's how it's appealing to the Japanese people to buy.
Yes.
And they also, they want to know how they the purchase is affecting their life. If they are able to live on their own, can they sustain themselves? They want to know all the stories. So it is good to inform them, you know, the not just giving, sending the products, and but you know, you want to communicate with them. So this is a message that they gave me.
Okay.
Yes. So. Anyway, I think time is running. It's already over there. It's 11:40, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We had such a wonderful time, Reverend Samson and Bettina Letty. Those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. Okay, stay tuned. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.